From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. A Lakeville, Minnesota man was arrested after Fargo police responded to a report that a woman had been held hostage. Officers were sent to the 2600 block of 14th Street South Monday when the victim texted her employer saying she couldn't come to work because she was being held hostage by her ex-boyfriend. The woman told officers she had been held at gunpoint since last Friday. 39-year-old Anthony Peterson was sleeping on the couch with a stolen handgun. Peterson is prohibited from possessing a firearm. He was arrested for felony unlawful possession of a firearm, felonious restraint, terrorizing with a dangerous weapon, and possession of stolen property. An Ag Committee member in the U.S. Senate is concerned the House version of the Farm Bill won't be bipartisan. Minnesota U.S. Senator Democrat Tina Smith.
We are aware that the House committee looks like they might be getting ready to mark up a bill. My best information right now is that that isn't a bipartisan bill, which of course makes it a lot harder to move forward, but at least there's some discussion of getting to markup.
Smith says Senate Ag Committee leadership continues to look for common ground.
I hope everyone understands that this isn't going to get easier as we move through this big election year. It's only going to get harder.
Smith says there is bipartisan agreement in both chambers on many farm bill issues, but the major sticking points remain funding for the nutrition, conservation, and commodity titles. Charges have been dropped against a Bemidji native now teaching in Duluth who was accused of sexually assaulting a student. 48-year-old John Horgesheimer is a 1993 graduate of Bemidji High School. He was a teacher at Duluth Edison when a preteen student accused him of cornering her in a stairwell and molesting her back on March 5th. Horgesheimer resigned from his position at the school as a music teacher after the St. Louis County Attorney's Office charged him with first and second degree criminal sexual conduct March 14th. The St. Louis County Attorney's Office declined to comment on why the charges were dismissed, and that investigation remains open. Prospective bear hunters have until Friday, May 3rd to apply for a bear hunting license from the Minnesota DNR. Applications for the season can be submitted online, at any licensed agent, or by telephone. A total of 4,030 licenses are available in 15 quota areas where licenses are limited for the upcoming season, which opens Sunday, September 1st and closes Sunday, October 13th. Complete instructions on how to apply for a bear hunting license, maps of permit areas, and a listing of permit availability for each area now available on the DNR website. There are no major changes in this week's U.S. drought monitor map for Minnesota. The percentage of the state in a moderate drought increased from 43 to 44%. Severe drought is unchanged at just over 11%. The USDA reports 87% of Minnesota's abnormally dry compared to 98% last week. Parts of eastern and central Minnesota received more than an inch of precipitation on Sunday and Monday. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.